We've all been distracted, naturally, by the spectacle of the resurrection of Donald Trump. But meanwhile, back in Saskatchewan, there have been a couple of pretty big business stories that demand more attention. One is last week's federal green light to Swiss agri-giant Bunge to merge with international conglomerate Viterra, which swallowed what remained of the Saskatchewan wheat pool. Ottawa imposed a number of conditions, including keeping the head office in Regina for at least 5 years. But a number of voices, including the farm groups APAS, Sask Wheat, and Sask Barley, are raising concerns that this could cost farmers maybe up to $770 million a year. Then there was word last week that two mega projects planned by Federated Co-op are now on hold. A canola crushing plant and a renewable diesel facility. These were to be a $2 billion investment. Co-op blamed regulatory and political uncertainty, potential shifts in carbon policy, and escalating costs. There's a lot to unpack there, to understand, and to try to address how to ensure that each of these stories turns out to be positive. I'm Murray Wood.